The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, now, the Dáil's COVID committee was meeting again today, and it heard from educational interests. The two big issues, apart from pubs, that we've got to deal with are international inward and outward travel and the reopening of the schools. Well, one of the people in relation to the education sector that was making a submission was the Irish Primary Principals Network. And less than 2 months, of course, before the schools are due to reopen their doors, parents, teachers, students are wondering what shape classrooms will be in, whether we will be all systems go. Damien White, the IPPN president, joins me now in studio, and he was before the Dáil committee. What was your most welcome, Damien, to the programme? What was your essential message to the committee?
Well, our essential message to the committee was that though many things, we have had guidance on many things, there are many more things that we need guidance and probably more particularly support on. Reopening of the school buildings, and I want to emphasise it's reopening of school buildings. Schools have been, you know, operating remotely and with people working very hard, at children and parents, up to now. But the reopening of school buildings, there are still challenges and a great many challenges, and of course everything depends on the advice of NPHET and the advice of the health authorities in terms of what social distancing needs to be in place. But we're trying to look at the best way to get children back for the autumn term and to make sure that every child is back insofar as we possibly can, because I think that people need reassurance at this stage. Children need reassurance. Parents need reassurance. Staffs need reassurance. We also wanted to get across that this is going to take the spending of some money to make sure that the necessary supports are there. 56% of our members' schools would have a teaching principal, which means they're a smaller school, which means that in addition to
the classroom and oversight work,
yes, there has to be proper relief for those people to allow them to make sure that the proper structures are in place.
But as of now, your knowledge of schools, are they spacing out the desks for the 1 metre? I mean, like, let's be fair, there was guidance issued last week by the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. So they provided guidance on school reopening based, I think, around 1 metres.
Yeah.
And there was a plan for primary schools. Like, what more do you need?
Well, that plan, as it is, does present some problems. Anything from junior infants to second class, any of those classes, the social distancing isn't required. You operate as a bubble and with a pod within the bubble. I know the language is unusual, but that's kind of the way that.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's nothing wrong with that at all.
So that's business as usual.
That's as close to business as usual as you're going to get for the foreseeable. The problem lies with how we're going to organise from third class to sixth class, where there is, at the moment, they are recommending a metre spacing, which the former minister Joe McHugh in a previous announcement would have said that means 2.5 days per week, which we don't want to see, because I don't think that serves anybody very well. And we're hoping, and really hoping, that the health trajectory continues in the direction it's going.
Well, I mean, like, the point is this. There's no one can give anyone a guarantee that there'll be zero COVID either at the start, the last week of August, or at any point in the winter. There's nowhere in the world. But we are the only ones in the world who stayed with shut schools. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, here's a text which, you know what I mean, sums up my own view as this. Teachers are milking this COVID thing for all it's worth, on full pay for what will be nigh on 6 months, a disgrace for doing damn all despite the pretense by unions. Oh, we're working as hard as ever at home. Start cutting pay for those that don't turn up until at the end of August. The parents have had enough from the whingers from a dad of two primary school children. Could I put it to you that there would be a completely different attitude to this if teachers were told across the entire spectrum, if you don't turn up and if you're not happy with the risks involved, you'll get half your pay?
Yeah, well, we've never said that, you know, that texture, I'm not going to change their mind, clearly, but we have never said that we would not go back. Absolutely not. We are looking forward to going back. We really want to get back. And that's the truth, Ivan.
Well, no, I mean, like, yeah. You see, the point is this, that the unions are saying, well, you know what I mean, can we be sure it's safe? I mean, like, no, we can't be sure it's safe.
Well, insofar as we can make sure it's as safe as is possible.
Right.
We are working very closely with the department, with the unions, with the management bodies to put in place all the structures that will keep everybody safe. We want to make sure the children are safe. We want to make sure that staff are safe. We are really, really looking forward to getting back. I don't know of a single primary teacher that does not want to get back to school. And that's the straight power.
Well, what if they say, well, I have diabetes, I have asthma, I have an underlying condition. What if they say that?
Well, if people have underlying conditions, you know, we need some of the supports in place to make sure that that doesn't affect how the school runs. Because somebody's health is paramount. Anybody's health is paramount in any sector. And if somebody presents with
Some people would say somebody's education is paramount.
Yeah, well, their education is paramount. But in this case, if somebody is at risk and is at serious risk, or somebody presents with a problem in the morning, we need to be able to put in a substitute teacher to make sure that work continues as normal for that child and for the children that day.
When you're looking for extra money, is that for hand sanitizer or what?
What we're looking for is that there is sufficient funds put in place to make sure that there's proper PPE, that schools at the moment are very stretched financially, and to make sure that they're in a position where there's a procurement or a system where schools can have access to the PPE as needed. And also that substitute days, or the days when if a teacher is absent or absent due to illness, formerly, and I know that, you know, you'd be familiar with the education sector.
Absolutely. So my wife and daughter are teachers.
You know,
yeah.
So that's why I'm saying that they would have often managed children from another class when a teacher was out, when the class would be switched around.
If there was no sub available,
So that, if with a pod system in place, that will now not be possible. So that we want to make sure that there is substitute cover in place, and that options are explored to make sure that that is possible, because there are options out there. There are hopefully more teachers potentially to act as substitutes this
September. You mean people who came home or what? No.
People who came home. We have teachers or students.
Retired?
Some retired.
Yes.
That has been mooted, I think, in some places today. That would be an option.
I was saying to Deirdre, now that she's retired, she could do a bit of subbing because I don't carry passengers. Now, there's a lot of texts on this. The teachers' union, says Ed, are obviously holding out for danger money. Let's just ask them to name their price and get on with it. And someone else asks, how many teachers have gone to the hairdressers or supermarkets which aren't safe either?
Nobody has mentioned as much as an ounce about extra pay or anything for this. That's the last thing. Now, we're not a union.
Yeah, I understand. No, and in fact, I actually, I know, but I mean, you're left with the baby in your hand insofar.
Yeah.
It's the school principals whose job it is to the board of management to get on with this. And I actually have a lot of sympathy for principals because, teachers may turn around and say, oh, I'm fretful. Or you know what I mean? I wouldn't like to risk it. And somebody has got to crack the whip and say, I'm sorry, look, the children are there and they have to be taught.
I think that it falls to us, and we're not shirking that responsibility, you know, that whatever is involved in leading the school, that's what we have to do. But if a teacher does present as being sick, you know, we have an obligation to get a substitute in their place, and we're asking the department to make sure that that's funded. Where there are many cases where if a teacher is absent for the day, that the first day of absence isn't covered by a substitute, and we're just asking that it would be. And we're also asking for teaching principals to get some extra relief to make sure that they can cover appropriately and look after the safety and welfare of the children.
And tell
staff.
Me, who is it? Job to draw up a plan? Is it the board of management in each individual school, the board of management or the principal?
Well, the board of management, it is up to the board of management, but the principal would be the person who would, in most cases, be leading that and driving that and bringing the solutions, because I suppose that they have the most skin in the game, if you like. They have to make sure that the place is right for their colleagues. They have to make sure, first and foremost, it's right for their children, and they're dealing with parents and everybody else. So they're the mudguard, if you like, for the board of management.
Okay. Well, my text machine here has got smoke coming out of it. Joseph, instead of spending money on schools for social distance measure that won't be needed post-COVID, why not use that money to hire extra space in local hotels and halls? Everyone's a winner here. Teachers are a disgrace, says Maeve. There are no more precious than a young man or woman in a supermarket or a cleaner in a hospital. For once, can they just get on with and do the job and stop telling us what can't be done? My grandchildren in Perth have gone back to school weeks ago with no problems. Ed in Cork says, for God's sake, Ivan, the teachers' unions need to toughen up here and help our country. Nobody's 100% safe here anymore. Our nurses and doctors proved yet, and they went to do their job. I'm sick to hell of their moaning. Get the masks, teachers, on and use their brains to solve, not confuse. Greg in Wicklow says, I agree with you 100%. I have an extremely militant unions. ASDI are a disgrace. You're dead right. They soon changed their tune if they weren't getting paid. But Philip says, shut up, Ivan. What about all the public sector workers who risked their lives for us when all the subsidised private sector workers were at home watching Netflix? Well, not everyone was at home, Philip. So the point is this. Are you getting the answers from the department? Are you in dialogue with the department? Because what I'm afraid of is the weeks will slip by. And I actually saw this in a lot of coffee shops and that. They only started measuring up last Monday after they were due to be... Like, where were they for the previous 12 weeks that they could have been... Like, this isn't social distancing, isn't new. So in other words, have people been in the schools, principals, organising meetings? Some talk of rosters for school transport because of the issue of social distance. Like, have there actually been meetings taking place, or will they wait till September 1 before they start thinking about this?
No, there's a massive amount of work already gone in, Ivan, and most schools, I'd say probably all schools, have given serious consideration to how that they are going to implement the guidelines, and we have by necessity we've just been drip fed the guidelines, because they don't know until certain health aims are met whether they can make the move to the next stage of relieving it and so on. So we are very... every school is working. We have, as an organisation...
But I thought they were on holidays.
Some people might be on holidays, but certainly I know that most school principals are very involved in either summer provision, they're involved in summer camps, they're involved in doing courses, they're involved in several things at this time of the year. But just to go back to the point,
yeah,
we have put together a huge resource bundle through our organisation, the Irish Primary Principals Network, which is available to all principals and deputy principals. It has every step that you have to take
For compliance.
For compliance, insofar as we know so far.
Okay. Can I ask you, what's the story about special schools?
Special schools, they obviously have issues that are above and beyond many of the regular primary schools.
Because some of them would be vulnerable kids as well.
Yes, yeah. Some very vulnerable children. They will have a larger number of adults proportionally there, obviously, to look after the particular interests, and many of them have interests which are, or many of them have issues which demand a lot of close physical care and so on. And for those schools, they present particular issues getting the children there in many cases, because it's a transport issue, because many of them would be coming further than the average distance that a child would travel to a regular school. Many of them might be coming 20, 30 miles in a day to a special school. That is one issue. The big issue then is to provide support from them in toileting, in eating and so on. And we're hoping, and it's absolutely of necessity that the people who are working with these children have the necessary PPE to support them and to look after them, so that it reduces any chance of the infection being spread. Another thing, just on that, Ivan, I have a face mask there with me, but
yes,
a child in a special situation, very often the face mask The child depends on the person's expression, so that it may not be, a face mask may not be the appropriate piece of PPE, in which case the teachers will be wearing visors.
Yes, you see them in restaurants and all, and they look grand, a bit of perspex around them. Well, you've really got them going on the text machine, Damien. As a frontline worker, I and most of my colleagues are sick of teachers' attitudes. They never helped at all in the pandemic and could have even assisted in phone contact tracing, but that'd be beneath them. They should be on COVID payments. It's so frustrating. Anne in Glasnevin says, get the kids back now. Elsewhere, pandemic payment for teachers will focus their minds and get them back to work pretty quickly. Teachers get a huge chalk allowance that they pocket and probably buy one box of chalk a year and use that money towards hand sanitizer. And Dolores and Garvin says, Ivan, I'm fed up with these teachers. My daughter, a nurse, had to turn up for work all through the lockdown and work in a very unsafe environment. And she took the same, if she took the same approach as teachers, she wouldn't go. Sorsha in Maynooth said, there's a huge issue with lack of investment in schools, which would make it difficult to implement social distancing measure. This year I was teaching some pupils in a corridor due to lack of space, and I shared a room with another teacher, which an SNA also used. I'm a special education teacher in a deaf school. We should be talking about investment in our education sector rather than polarising debate about lazy teachers. But a lot of people are not agreeing with you, Sorsha. Jerry, I'm fuming listening to this guy. What about the mental health of the nation's children? Stop their pay pronto and that'll get them back. I'm a primary school teacher. There are 32 adults for 11 classes. Surely we can organise cover using these adults. It wasn't teachers who made the decision about schools. All of my colleagues, says John, a teacher of 40 years experience, all my colleagues would rather be in school than remote teaching via computers. Once proper precautions are in place, we will return with enthusiasm. Okay, well, lots more where they came from. My thanks to Damien White, IPPN president. I think we'll monitor this situation, but as of now, the situation is you are confident, speaking on behalf of school principals, that parents can reasonably expect the schools will open and there will be a place for them in their classroom, and it is back to business.
Well, with the help of God, and we're really, really making sure that that happens with everything we do. In the meantime, we're working very hard to make it happen.
If it doesn't happen, that's all I'll say. All right, Damien White, thank you very much.